so many of these new techniques that I was learning and acquiring and developing and putting to use in my own music and acquiring in playing other people's music too, were not very widespread. And there was a sense among many young flutists that they did want to move forward in this direction. So in 1975, I started a summer course in contemporary flute performance, dealing with new flute literature and new techniques that surfaced in that literature. And this was something I did for the next 8 or 9 years, I think. We began doing it in upstate New York, in Cherry Valley, where I had a farm at the time, and then moved on to Siena, Italy, where there was the opportunity to do it. And then I did it in Woodstock, New York for several years, and then finally at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. At that point, I took a job teaching full-time at Indiana University, and so it became less feasible to do the flute farm. But I have some wonderful people passed through it who it was fun to interact with during those 8 or 9 years.
So it was kind of like a summer flute boot camp?
That's right, without the drill instructor shouting obscenities and vulgarities. But the people who came, they were like enlistees, in fact. You know, they self-selected themselves because they wanted to move further into knowledge and awareness of what was happening right at that very time in terms of new musical developments for the flute.